This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
At 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth.
And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay, it's not heresy. Hearsay.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey. Hi, everyone. Hey. Welcome to ENN. I'd like to start off tonight by saying good evening to Michael.
I'll take my heel and grind out your teeth.
I'd like to say good evening to Don.
That's another guy that probably wants to get me fired. Pray to God, because that's the only way it'll happen.
I'd like to say good evening to Michael again. My favorite sport is football.
Good for you.
And to Don.
I'm not working in the food industry.
I thought the same thing.
What gold today? Gold!
And lastly, good evening to myself. Was a dehumidifier, like an anti-humidifier? Thank you.
How do you not listen to all 4 hours? You never know what you're going to miss.
It's a great point. You know, evidence suggests a lot of people listen to all 4 hours. You probably won't find any articles about it, but it's true.
Oh! Shots fired!
I mean, it's already been hours, right? I haven't seen
anything
yet.
Tweet that! Print that!
In reverse, it would have been up last night. It would have been a preview.
Those are facts!
Tune in. Heads up, my column tomorrow, I'm going to write X, Y, and Z. Don't worry. It'll be dead air on this one.
I flush it!
That's right. The point is, we appreciate you guys. Thank you.
We love everybody.
We love all our people so much. In fact, I hope to see some of my Peanuts, my Casters, and my LeGrecans tonight. At the Ainsworth in Midtown Manhattan, 33rd between Park and Madison. I'll get there around 7:30, 8 o'clock, and hang out and watch the WWE draft with the people. So
I've been to the Ainsworth. It's a nice place.
The Ainsworth is a very nice place, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And listen, it's a special occasion that I go out on a Monday night to have an adult beverage. So
Now let me ask you, the WWE draft, doesn't it all spill from the mind of Vince McMahon? You don't draft people.
They draft people to Raw and SmackDown, to each show.
It's not decided by Vince.
I mean, and a myriad of others, I would imagine. Okay. But the final say will always be Vince McMahon. That's correct. I don't know if I think you're on a first-name basis with him that way.
I've met him.
That's true. Did you say, what's up, Vince, when you saw him?
What's up, Vince, baby?
Hey, Vince, what's up, baby? You good?
Our boy,
Michael.
Kofi. Tweeted this out to me, and it just got released, the schedule for the playoffs.
Yeah, what do we have?
Has just been released, and the only thing that could bother Yankee fans, if indeed they do advance to take on the Rays in the first round, is that the Sunday game 3,
mm-hmm. Go ahead.
4:07 MLB Network.
Oof.
Why would that bother Yankee fans?
Because you need MLB Network.
No.
I think everybody who has cable has MLB Network.
I don't think that's true.
I don't think it is.
I do.
You don't have MLB Network.
See, I'm looking right now. I'm looking right now on my AT&T TV. Because remember, it's not 1996. People don't just have cable. People have whatever version of cable they have.
Right.
And they think of it like having cable, but it's not.
You're an idiot.
See? And this is what I have to deal with when I try to get information to our audience.
Every other game will be on FS1.
Well, I think MLB's easier to find than FS1.
By the way, it's a fair point by Michael. God, that's so crazy.
I've also decided, we talked about this earlier, and I'm going to do it for tomorrow. I'm going to try
Go
it
ahead.
Out. I'm going to broadcast the game on OnlyFans, closeless.
This is a big, big, big decision by you.
Yeah, $10 a pop.
I can perform half naked.
You roll the dice, see if there's people that want to spend $10, and that would also cover my legal fees.
By the way, that's big news. If you want to get news,
mm-hmm.
Michael K. announces broadcasting games on OnlyFans. This would do big, big things for the show. If you're not selfish, you're serious. And you'll
Have
do
you ever heard of the term cease and desist?
Sure.
Yeah, that would be happening.
You mean from MLB?
No, from our company, ESPN and MLB.
So to answer your question, it took me a long time here to find my window. I do not have MLB. Not an it's not part of my package. That's what she said.
Don's enjoying himself today.
He's having a good time.
Yeah.
It's always a good show.
All right, guys. Let's start with the Sunday nighter last night. All eyes were on Bill Belichick versus Tom Brady, apparently in the range of like 28 million sets of eyes. So like 56 million eyes were watching it. And here's
there are a lot of people with just one eye, Peter.
I don't know how much of the population that makes up, but here's Belichick being asked about facing Brady.
You coached Tom Brady in practice for 20 years, but this is the first time you went ahead against him in a game. What was the experience like going?
We went against Tom Brady every day in practice defensively. So it's not like we've never seen Tom Brady before.
Was the experience of coaching against him in a game any different?
Yeah, they're a good football team. He's a great quarterback. I mean, I think that's all that goes without saying.
He just doesn't give you what you want, and I love him for it.
I got to tell you two things. Number one, who was that asking the question? I
mean, it's the 12-year-old.
It sounds like if you were to play the audio definition of virgin, it would be that. Can I just hear the beginning one more time, Anthony?
You coached Tom Brady in practice for 20 years, but this is the first time you.
Yeah, I'm with Peter.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's not part of my package.
Outside of an anatomy class.
It's a rumor, Don.
Of National Geographic.
It's a rumor. It's a rumor.
No idea. It's his guess is as good as anybody's.
And then, by the way, and then Belichick, yo-yo that he is. Yeah, legend, Hall of Famer, professional yo-yo. Cuts him off and goes, no, we played against him every day. Really? That's what he was saying. Yeah, same thing. Same thing. You coaching him in practice, you were on his team and the other team, that's the same as playing against him as your opponent in a game. Okay.
But you realize he's not letting you in his feels. He's not.
Right.
He's just won't.
Just remember, don't be sad when you're gone and no one talks about you or likes you.
All right. Well, I think this is it. We'll talk about him.
I think when it's all said and done, and people are starting to come around to this, including Michael. Because I think Michael had the same opinion you did about Bill. All right, and the Popoviches of the world and the Tortorellas of the world and all that. And outside of just being flat out mean to people, which is wrong, I'd rather that than just 3 minutes of BS and lies and garbage and cliche. Sorry, so you're much nicer about it, but really, am I getting anything?
Not a thing.
So he doesn't want to play the reindeer games, and there's a part of me that kind of appreciates it.
I hear you, but like, there's a difference between I'm not going to play reindeer games and lie to you, and I'm going to cut you off and lie to you. He cut him off and said, I mean, we played against him every day. You didn't. That's not what the question was.
No, but that's the thing is that he's not, as Michael said, going to play the feels game. He's talking about football. So he answered it in bare bones, knuckle drag football, right? Of just this is what football is, and we practiced against them all the time, the defense. He's not going to play the reindeer games because he doesn't have – I told you, he's moved on. That was just a game to him yesterday. Maybe deep down inside he felt something, but the way he coached it, the way he's going to talk about it, it's just a game.
The young man with the high-pitched voice, what he wanted Bill to say was, you know what? It was so unbelievable. I never imagined it would be like this. He's so difficult to defend against. I understand what everybody else went through. Not getting that.
But by the way, real quick, and I understand the argument you guys are making. I'm just trying to play rational here. There's something between those things.
He doesn't want to give you anything.
Okay, but to me, you know what it is? That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some people who don't mind it, and they think it's great. Mm-hmm. When I hear you talk like this all the time, the truth of the matter is, and you can find this silly, I respect him less as a human being. I don't respect it. I don't think being unable to connect with other human beings is an admirable trait. I find it weak.
No, it's not that he's unable to. He chooses not to.
I understand. But to me, over 20 years, to not ever hear him give a real answer on anything, I find it weak. Like, the only thing on earth that you want to be defined by is what happens on the football field. Mm-hmm. And listen, that worked out really great for him for a really long time. And that's cool. If you're winning a lot, I guess it's great. We'll see how it plays out over the next 5 years if he finishes his career, 7-65. we'll see how that plays out. Because to me,
7-65, you're giving them. That's a rough go.
Listen, who knows? Who knows?
But is it honest though? I mean, that's all
no,
I'm saying.
No, that wasn't honest. That wasn't honest.
He didn't lie. He just didn't give him what he
did
wanted.
Not. With the reporter is trying to ask you what it's like to face Tom Brady, and you say, I faced him every day. No, you were his head coach in practice. You weren't facing him. All you have to give is a basic answer. Even if he says, hey, you know, it was no different than facing anyone else. He's a great player. There are a lot of great players in this league.
So
I can even, I'd rather have that.
But why would you rather have filler?
That was filler.
So it's an unemotional, pretend to be emotional response. So he speaks in cliches and compliments him, but you know deep down inside that's not the answer.
He just gave us 5 minutes.
But this isn't the answer either. I faced him every day in practice. It's nothing. It's mishmash.
No, it's not. It's very direct. Like, I felt nothing.
Then give me that.
That's the answer!
Go full Drago. Just say, I feel nothing. I don't care for him. It makes no difference. He could live or
obviously
die.
Obviously, he cares about him. They had a 20-minute meeting after the game, so he does care.
Yeah, I didn't understand that meeting. What was that for? Stop.
Well, wait a minute. Why does he have to stop? He wanted to meet with him. Why does everything have to be out there?
No. I don't know what was said, but I don't think they like each other that much.
Well, I don't. But that doesn't mean they don't like.
So the 20-minute meeting to me is in David Cohn's word, eyewash.
No, what? Why is it eyewash?
Well, that makes no sense. Why do they need to have an eyewash meeting? They don't need to have a meeting at all.
Eyewash. It's just because we hunger for information. It wasn't like he announced, I'm going to have a 20-minute meeting with him and it's none of your business what we're talking about. It's because the reporters, you know, they find out about stuff that he had requested, I guess, before the season even started when he saw the schedule that he could have a meeting with him. And then he went in and met with him. Didn't drag a cameraman with him or whatever. It's just because we hunger for information we even found out about it. But what they want to do, what he wants to say, is really none of our business. I'd love to know what they talked about. But it's not eyewash, Michael, if you didn't want it to be public.
Yeah,
well, everybody saw him walking into the locker room. So, obviously, it was going to be public. It was not done on the
I mean,
QT.
They could meet at any point, not this week, and right. No one would know about it. That part is true.
They could go to that same club that Urban Meyer was in.
No, but I don't know how anybody – you're going to find out about the meeting. So he didn't think about making it public. That was the best chance, the most convenient way to speak to him. Not going to speak to him before the game, after the game. That was the most convenient time to do it. I don't think it was done for any eyewash or any publicity at all.
Well, all right,
and I think probably do it. They just didn't get along. The egos got in the way. It doesn't mean they don't like each other. It doesn't mean they hate each other. There are people that, just because any couple breaks up in media or in entertainment, that they automatically despise each other, or just, hey, it was time to move along?
Well, Tom Brady says much too much is made of the relationship between him and Belichick. Tom?
So much is made of our relationship, and, you know, as I said earlier this week, you know, from a player standpoint, you just expect the coach to give you everything he's got, and I'm sure as a player, that's what he was hoping for me, but nothing's really accurate that I ever see. Definitely doesn't come from my personal feelings or beliefs, and I have a lot of respect for him as a coach, and obviously a lot of respect for this organization and, you know, all the different people here that try to make it successful.
But see, that's disingenuous, and you know it. Well, so he gave you an answer, and he flat out lied. So his father spoke out of school. Guerrero spoke out of school. His most intimate friend and his father spoke out of school. Come on, Tom. None of it's coming from you. It's all coming from you.
Yeah, I mean, his father might speak on his own. His father doesn't take orders from the son, but there's no way Alex Guerrero is speaking freely.
What was the worst thing Guerrero said about their relationship?
He said that he treated Tom like a 20-year-old. Even though he was there, he was 40. He treated him the same way he did when he got drafted.
But
there was no growth.
But my point, Peter, is don't make it seem like the big, bad, ugly media made everything up. When you hear it from his dad and when you hear it from his best friend, those are credible sources. And believe me, if Tom didn't want it out there, he would have told his dad and his best friend to shut up.
Listen, I hear you. I think he's a liar, too. I'm just saying I have no more respect for Belichick just because he keeps it shorter and nastier. They're both liars.
Well, Seth was on with us. That Seth Wickersham, who wrote the book, said they're the same person, but Tom has more polish and cares what you think. But
yeah, no,
Bill doesn't care what you think.
I thought that was well said. All right, let's move along to another story that we really deserved more time today. It's just such a busy day that you don't have time to talk about the fact that Urban Meyer decided to stay behind after his Jaguars left Ohio. He decided to hang out in Ohio for a bit. You know, he spent some time there.
He said to spend time with his grandchildren. That was the excuse.
Well, maybe the woman
well,
who
his
was
grandchildren are hot.
Well, yeah, maybe the I didn't imagine that it was one of his grandchildren who was grinding her ass against his leg. But listen. Do what you want, you know? What, Don, what movie is that? So that's how they are. Oh, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. So that's how they are in that family. So,
you have a kiss for daddy?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's Ferris and Sloan. Who knew? But anyways, here's Urban Meyer apologizing after the video came out with some young lady grinding up against him.
I just apologize to the team and staff and for being a distraction, just stupid. And so I explained everything that happened and owned it and, you know, just stupid. Should not have myself in that kind of position.
Urban, did you fly back with the team or did you stay in?
No, I stayed to see the grandkids and we all went to dinner that night at the restaurant. And then there's a big group next to our restaurant and they wanted me to come over and take pictures, and I did. And they were trying to pull me out on a dance floor, screwing around, and I should have left.
How did the team react? I mean, they're probably pretty reactionary. Or, you know, how did they take it, your apology?
Well, I've always been so defensive of them. You know, I remember when Trevor told me he was going to go to Vegas for his bachelor party. I mean, I was just, my gosh, man, be careful and surround yourself, and because I've seen this happen. And I spoke to a bunch of leaders one-on-one, spoke to all the players. They're good. They were focused on Tennessee, and I apologized again for being a distraction. And the coach should not be a distraction.
Did you feel a need to apologize to your family?
Yeah, of course I did. Oh, yeah, they were upset.
Why were they upset if he just went into the other room to take pictures? Why was his family upset?
Michael.
No, I'm just saying he's not telling the truth.
But just on the surface, like if you went out to dinner with Jody and the kids,
right?
And then there was a party, you know, you went to. I guess he's making it seem like there's a restaurant, and then there's like a dance floor or whatever in another room.
I think the name of the restaurant was Grindhouse, but go ahead.
Right, that's not.
And you get dragged in that room and take a bunch of pictures with like 20 something, you know, college students. You better apologize to Jody.
But he wasn't if that's what happened, but he wasn't taking pictures. He was sitting there.
Lots of pictures, including one that was like either from IG stories or Snapchat where the girl posted a picture of the two of them and said, I don't know who this guy is, but he keeps flirting with me.
It's
not what you want.
Again, Michael, we've had this conversation a million times with people of celebrity. It's not that you did anything wrong. It's just that you can't put yourself in that position where everybody can make assumptions, right? So you don't put yourself in that situation. You don't take a picture. You taught me this when I first started here. You don't take pictures holding a beer, right? You don't put yourself in positions where people can even assume or even take the leap to say that anything wrong was going on.
And also,
you put yourself in those situations, it's on you. And this is a grown man, a coach, acting this way? Come on.
If you look at his eyes, he had a little to drink.
You know what, though? I'm going to jump in there. I'm going to jump you right there. I think that when people say that, it's always such a... You never know. I post pictures all the time where people are like, look who's stoned in that one. I'm like,
yeah, because
definitely not stoned
absolutely.
At all.
You could get caught in half a blink, so it looks like that your eyes are closing, and it just...
Yeah, he might have been completely chilling. It's just it looks so bad, and especially on top of everything else, with the season they're having, with the rumors there have been that he's half in, half out, doesn't want to be doing this. They just blew the game in Cincinnati, a winnable football game. To then you stayed to see your family, but you ended up in tons of pictures with young women, including one where she... it clearly looks like she's dancing. It kind of looks like he's touching. It's not what you want.
But again, we might be taking leaps. It might have been completely innocent, but he should know better that, you know what, you just can't put yourself in a situation where anybody can twist it
around. We're not taking leaps.
I can't even believe that you guys are not more angry at him.
angry?
This guy cost you 3 points. He cost you 3 points.
Oh, come on. I'm not getting caught up in that. I told you I didn't care.
And then went out and had fun.
It's a great point by Michael. I'm bothered by it.
No, he regretted that contract before he finished the R in Meyer. He is so gone. There is no shot he's coaching this team next year. And it's 50-50 even survives the season.
Oh, Maybe that's all set up so that Shad Khan would fire him.
I think it's getting even worse. It might be less than 50-50 now. You know what? I have a lot more to get to from the NFL weekend. A very interesting Marcus Stroman story. And much more. We'll do it on the other side of ENN.
How
about that?
We never continue with Michael. This is great.
That's right, with Michael.
Right here on Yes, the 98.7 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to ENN on this Monday evening as we continue on with Michael and Donald LaGreca. And let's go back to the Giants for a moment.
The New York Giants or the San Francisco?
No, the New York Giants. Oh, okay. It's a football Monday, of course. Let's hear from Rex Ryan, never one to jump out the window. Here he is on DiPietro and Rothenberg talking about the Giants.
Let's face it. I mean, the Giants, 400 yards passing? Like, when's the last time that's happened? I couldn't tell you, but, it was a heck of a win for the Giants. And now moving forward, this is the second-best team in the NFC East. And I know that's not saying much because Washington stinks and so does the Eagles. But, the Giants clearly are the second-best team, in that division.
How do you feel that the coach said Washington stinks?
I want someone to write that. Can we just remember this? Please, just please write it down. Take a picture of it. It's not that Washington's special right now, but for him to casually, and this is what makes Rex Rex, I get it, and maybe you guys will think I'm out of line here for even feeling this way, but for the Giants to pull together a nice win against New Orleans, and he's now just completely blown past Washington to this is the second-best team in the division. Well, I don't see it that way, but okay.
That's why it's overreaction Monday, right?
But they might be. Their offense is better.
They might be. But saying it with any assuredness is silly.
Well, what do you want him to do? You want him to be wishy-washy? He's on TV, on radio.
See, but that's the thing. So this is what we do. We reward people for saying things that are probably...
Well, yes. Is that
but,
new?
But I...
You
listen,
see the most successful people in our industry? They don't care if they're right or wrong.
I know. And I admit, I make less money because I don't like to do things that way. But could someone reasonably say that after yesterday? See, who knows?
Here's why I side with Peter. We get all caught up because it's Rex Ryan or it's Warren Moon or it's whoever. And then they could say something that is completely off base and really isn't based in fact whatsoever. Oh, but he coached in the NFL, so there's got to be – we got to repurpose it. We got to talk about it because it's Rex Ryan and he's coached in 2 championship games. Ah, ah, ah. Hell, what? It's overreaction. I'm sorry. It is. First of all, and listen, I'm the Washington football fan, but, they came back and beat a team the Giants lost to last week and also beat the Giants.
And he just said, come on, they stink.
And it's
clearly
the
Giants are better.
The second best team in football, and Washington stinks. Now, he may be proven right, but for the first 4 weeks, I only know one fact, that Dallas is way ahead of the other three. All right? So it's
That's
a battle
clear.
For second, which is probably not going to mean anything anyway. But what, just because he's Rex Ryan, that makes it more any different than anybody else? Somebody else called up the show and said that, we'd say thanks for the call.
Speaking of Washington, by the way, did you guys see the end of that game?
I did not.
Not a second.
I'll tell you what. I don't know why you're proud of missing something that was incredibly entertaining. But
it's a tone.
Have
said no.
You could have said no. If you want to be proud of missing an amazing comeback, that's whatever you.
I was on it. I wasn't. I was watching everything else, but I was definitely paying attention.
I'll just say this:
Peter's 1 point play, and it's a team in my favor.
No, it was my 2 point play. My 2 point play.
Not a second, Salvador.
I'll just say this: Heinicke may not be the future of the team. No one knows yet what his ceiling is. He's definitely got something though. There's something going on with that dude. He has a sling it. You know what he is, Don? It actually makes no sense that they've got Fitzpatrick because he's just a younger Fitzpatrick. That's who he is. Who didn't go to Harvard.
You know, Mike Tannenbaum always talks about how you not only evaluate the moves you make, but you evaluate everything. Well, you can right now. It's not talked about because Fitzpatrick got hurt, but was it worth the signing?
I listen. You know how I felt. I wanted Darnold. I thought Darnold was the highest upside play for Washington. They went and spent a little money on Fitzpatrick, and now in Heinicke, they literally have younger, more mobile Fitzpatrick. That's who Heinicke is.
I don't think there's any. Honestly, and I'm a fan of Fitzpatrick, but the way Heinicke is playing, tell me they'd be in any different spot if Fitzpatrick's healthy.
I think they'd be hoping for 2-2 through 4. That's what they would have been hoping to get to. Let's go back to Rex Ryan, the hot take machine. Here he is on Zach Wilson with DNR.
This kid's got moxie, and that's what I saw in college. I'm like, whew, he's got movement skills. He's got all that type of stuff. He can stay balanced, throw the football down the field. You know, he's got great vision. You know, I just think the kid has it. And then the fact that, yeah, I don't care what you say. You know, he doesn't have rabbit ears, or whatever. He's just, go about his business and get better.
He's high on Zach this week, as he should be. Dan Orlovsky was on with Greeny, and he says Wilson and the Jets' offense is just going to get better.
Everyone needs to understand, too, the NFL is so, so hard. Two of the hardest things to do are call plays, design game plans and call plays, and play quarterback. They got guys doing it for the first time. Mike LaFleur, Matt LaFleur's brother, is doing it for the first time. It's going to take some time, and he's got the pedigree, or at least the bloodline, to be really good at it. And then Zach is doing it for the first time without a lot of guidance within, inside that organization or within that room. So it's only going to get better. Those guys really got to learn how to do their jobs on the fly, pressure to win, but also do it together. Definitely encouraged by Zach yesterday.
It's fair.
Yeah, I think so. I've played too many football takey things clips in a row, though. I'm about to pull my remaining hair out.
Really? Football!
Yes, football!
You know what it is? Because you know what it is that bothers me? I get up here and I just give people my truth, okay? You may not like it, but it's my truth. I tell you, Bill Belichick's a bad guy, okay? I would never want to know the guy. I don't respect him. Once he's gone from football, I don't care. He's the greatest coach of all time. I agree with that. I'll never think about him again in life. That's not based in anything except my own personal feelings, because who am I? I'm just a human being, right?
Who are you?
What bothers me is when, quote, experts give takes on things which change week to week, moment to moment. They tell it to you with such assuredness. But next week it'll be completely different.
You're in the wrong business, bud.
I know.
But here's I was thinking the same thing. Listen, we're on every single day, right? And we don't have the luxury of saying, let's see what happens. So we're all gonna come up with hot takes. But you know what? When you have somebody like Dan Orlovsky, who watches every snap, or Steve Young, who's going to go on our show and then later on that day is going to go on a show where minimum 12 million people are going to watch. They're putting in the work.
So their opinion
is valued to me, not because they played in the NFL necessarily, that they played in the NFL, but they're going out there and doing the work. And some are just living off of what they used to do and just throwing out hot takes.
Am I wrong?
I've been told by a source.
Go ahead.
Anthony, I don't know if you have it, that Dave Rothenberg had a scalding hot take on the Yankees on Saturday. Do you have that anywhere near you?
Ooh. All right, hold on. You get that ready, Anthony.
That's
in the meantime, get that set first. Let me finish up football real quick.
More football.
I'm sorry. It's popular. I don't know if you saw the number last night, Michael. 30 million people, okay?
I think you're playing up to the ESPN execs.
Last thing.
Oh, they're playing up to the
Did you guys see the Ravens? Michael, did you see the Ravens Broncos by any chance?
A second.
Okay. Well, the Ravens decided to go for it with 3 seconds left, and Denver's Vic Fangio was not pleased with it.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of bullshit, but I expected it from them. 37 years and
pro ball. I've never seen anything like that. So, but it was to be expected, and we expected it.
Why did you expect it from them?
Because I just know how they operate. That's just their, you know, mode of operation there. Player safety is secondary.
Is that something anybody even really talked about, that they had 42 straight or whatever the number was, 100-yard games?
We didn't talk about it during the week, but I'm sure the players were aware of it. You guys made them well aware of it.
Here's Harbaugh's response.
You know, that's one of those things that's meaningful, you know, and it's one of those things that's, I think as a head coach, you got to be mindful of your team and your players and your coaches and what it means to them. It's a very, very tough record to accomplish, and it's a long-term record.
Okay, sure, I'll play along. Hey, Michael. Let's move to baseball real quick, because I hear Dave Rothenberg had a hot take on the Yankees. But real quick on the Mets, I don't know if you guys saw this, in the most Mark Stroman move of all Mark Stroman moves.
Who's Mark Stroman?
Sorry, Marcus Stroman.
Oh.
In the most Marcus of Stroman moves, someone sent up put up a tweet asking if he'd be open to a reunion with the Blue Jays. And, of course, Stroman said that he's, quote, definitely open to it.
Should be open to every team.
I know, but it's
cash in.
Absolutely. I just love that. Would he ever be the guy who wouldn't reply to a tweet just saying he's open to the reunion? That is what he does. He loves a Twitter rumor. Now, Michael, what were you saying about Dave Rothenberg?
I was told that he had a scorching. I don't even know what it is. I don't know if Anthony knows.
Scorching.
Do the Yankees win today, then?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's 50-50.
Wow. That's the kind of guy you're looking for, Peter. He didn't know. He didn't go out on one side saying, no, they're going to lose.
Wait a minute.
No,
you are a bad guy.
He was asked an honest question by who was developing into his co-host on Saturday, and I think it's wonderful, Ty Butler.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't know who's going to win the game.
We get paid an extraordinary amount of money to give all those opinions.
Can I hear that one more time? Let me hear the audio one more time. Hold on.
Do the Yankees win today, then?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's 50-50.
Wow. What a limb. How did he not fall?
So the only answer is if he says absolutely the Yankees are winning today.
No, you got to give an opinion.
I bet if we kept playing the clip, there's a little more to it.
No, I listened to that show on my ride in. Butler's the star of the show.
Yeah, right. He's lifting up Rothenberg's what you're saying.
He really is. And see, Rothenberg treats him so poorly.
And by the way, that's some heavy lifting. That'll do it for ENN on this Monday evening.
Wow. It was okay.
You didn't love it?
It was okay.
What was wrong with
it? A lot of football.
Well, yeah, it was. I mean, but I ended with Marcus Stroman and Dave Rothenberg.
The large fella is going to join us in just a moment.
Sure.
To preview his show at 7, right here on Yes at 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.